Hi guys, hope everyone's well and welcome back to the Improvement Podcast. So in episode 154, I'm going to go over a quick recap of my prep and also my future plans moving forwards, and hopefully not just kind of document my journey and can inform you of what my prep entailed, but also give you some advice sprinkled in there in regards to how this will apply if you're looking to start a dieting phase, if you are looking to maybe run a prep yourself. And in terms of my contest prep, so all quick update, I am currently just over a week post show, and things have went pretty well since show day finished, or the show season finished, I should say. It's been pretty smooth sailing. It can be a tough time for some individuals because you've still got that same food focus, you've still got that same hunger levels, but you've not got that end goal removed. So it can be a hard time to manage for a lot of individuals because you're still absolutely starving with every meal, but you've just not got a purpose to work towards in regards to a goal, except obviously handling your off-season well. So as for my prep, I've done 5 shows this year, starting prep in February, where I dieted down nice and gradually, giving myself plenty of time. I'd done the BNBF Scottish, where I won my class. I'd done the BNBF Finals, where I got second place. The WNBF British Finals, where I got second place. The UKDFBA International Championships, where I came fourth, which I wasn't the most happy about, but it is what it is. And then the DFAC Worlds, which I won. So strong into the season, winning the World Finals, which was really cool. And yeah, prep went well. Like, going into it, I didn't have much expectations or enough confidence, to be fair, in terms of how I'd do. But I'm pretty chuffed to an extent. I'm not. Obviously, you want to do better, and I did want to do better, and I'd like to win, etc. But I think that's a good thing. It's good not being happy with how you've done to an extent. Because if you are happy, delighted, then you're going to be somewhat complacent, if that makes sense. Whereas if you're not completely satisfied, then that's what's going to drive you forward. So, yeah, a few things I'll kind of miss about the prep is just like the show days. The show days are a super fun experience and something that I'll miss when it comes to the off season. Obviously, I can still go to shows, etc., but just participating in them is more enjoyable than I originally thought before the first time I stepped on stage, because I know it gets thrown around a lot, or it can in bodybuilding, but I don't train to compete. I compete because I like training. And it's just a way to kind of give me a goal to work towards and give me something to fuel my training. So definitely miss the show seasons and waking up and you're just so focused. You're so tunnel visioned. You've got that goal you're working towards. Your routine's absolutely nailed and you're just you're in a box in a good way. You're just kind of rinse and repeating each day and seeing that constant ability to move forward towards that goal, that short-term goal, I think is brilliant. So I'll definitely miss that aspect, but there's a lot of things to look forward to when it comes to not being on prep and not dieting, which I think is good to highlight, so you have enjoyment for each phase. For example, when you're gaining, you've got more energy, you've got the ability to perform, you've got the ability to actually make changes to your physique, because you're arguably just revealing your hard work when you are in a dieting phase. You've got the ability to spend more time with a loved one, going out for meals, etc. You've got the ability to have a bit more flexibility if that's something you're interested in. So, yeah, there's obviously things I'll miss about the prep, but there's also a lot to look forward to, because this is, again, where the improvements are made when you have that time off. And this is why I love training as well, because I love the constant ability to progress my lifts in the gym. I love that aspect. That's why I got into bodybuilding and competing, because I love like the constant progression in the gym. And as for my plans moving forwards, so I plan on competing in 2028, 2027 at the absolute earliest, but to be fair, I still doubt that. It's most likely going to be 2028. Again, if it gets to 2028 and the time's not right for whatever reason, let's say I've got quite a lot of like big life events going on and it's not the right time to prep, I've got no shame in moving it back a year to 2029 or whatever, because again, I like competing, I like the whole process, but I don't need the stage, if that makes sense. I don't need the stage to maintain a sense of urgency and enjoy overall just the day in, day out aspect, so I don't kind of need that in place to stay consistent and stick to the plan. And why so long? So why am I looking to compete in such like a far away time frame? When we think about it, when you are dieting, when you're in a deficit, a calorie deficit, you're not in the best position to progress in terms of building muscle or perform. So if you are, let's say, competing every year, oh, I started my prep in February, which would give me, I'll work it out then now actually, I'll get my coaching sheets up with my coach. But if I started prep in February, then that puts me at well over a year of dieting. And if you spend every year prepping, then you can soon see how it's not going to put you in the best position to perform long term or progress and build muscle, because that's over half your year you're spending in a deficit, which is, it's again, not the best position to build muscle. So I started prep during week 207 with my coach and then finished it week 232. So that's a lot of weeks. In fact, I don't think that's right, actually. I think the numbers are wrong in the sheet. But basically, yeah, sorry, prep February and finished it 2 weeks ago, which is a long time to prep. And yeah, so what I was saying regarding why so long, like, if you're wanting to maximize your progress, if you're wanting to build a lot of muscle, you want the ratio between being in a surplus and in a deficit heavily weighed towards being in a surplus. What that basically means is you want the majority of your time spent bulking. You want your majority of your time spent in a position where you're going to be in a good spot to put on muscle. You want to do so because, again, if you expand the time frame, then you're just wasting time pretty much. So you want to spend as long as possible in a surplus, and that's what I look to do. If you want to make substantial improvements, probably not a good idea competing every year. The only potential upside to it is when you do compete, you give yourself a lot of runway to push your body weight up, because now I've got like a lean start point, so I can gain probably like 40 pounds before having to diet down again and still be in respectable body composition. So it gives you that lean start point to then push your body up for an extended period of time without body fat getting too high. And obviously, like, with gaining, there's delayed gratification that goes with it. Like, not a lot of people want to dedicate time to a gaining phase. You don't want to look worse. You don't want to look soft. But that's where you'll make significant improvements to your physique. And it's funny because during prep, you get a lot more attention. You get a lot more clicks, likes on social media. You get a lot more views on your posts, on your YouTube videos, that sort of thing. Because obviously you look a lot better. You're competing. You're placing in shows, etc. And you get a ton more interaction on your socials. And I think the funny thing is, it's to look like that, like focusing, well done, so proud. But obviously, it was a byproduct of the diet I'd just done. Yes, that got me in stage condition. But all that work kind of got done those 2 years prior, where I didn't get a lot of compliments on my physique. I didn't get a lot of exposure on social media. I didn't get a lot of likes or views. But that's where you make the progress. So it's a case of kind of like dealing with that delayed gratification that gaining brings, because again, you don't see progress overnight. But some things that are good to do when it comes to your gaining phases is like highlighting the little wins. So highlighting when you progress your lifts, highlighting when you kind of reach new highs in body weights, highlighting all the wee improvements you make to your consistency outside the gym, highlighting when you do see new detail or you do see new levels of muscularity in certain areas. Not so much new detail. If your body weight's going up, you're probably not going to see new detail unless you're a genetic freak or you're very, very new to training, but I think you get the drift. And as for what my shows are next time, or sorry, not my shows, my goals next time I look to step on stage. So I look to be very competitive in an open lineup. So this year I competed in novice, which is if you've never played second before, and also juniors, which is my age category. So I'll be moving to men's open, which I think I'm confident, like by 2028 I can be like a really high standard, because through in the BNBF Scottish, when you win a show, you get put through to the overall. In that overall, you're basically pose in competing against every other class winner and the people that won the like men's open lightweights, men's open middleweights, men's open heavyweights. Like, I didn't look out of place in terms of condition, in terms of muscularity. I held my own in some shots. Did some obviously beat me in? Did I look the best up there? Definitely not. But I feel like I did hold my own and I didn't look out of place, which is good. So I'm confident with another like 3 years spent in the surplus that I'll be able to make significant improvements. Because again, my actions are going to reflect that. Without sounding smug, if you want to make the most progress, like, you should treat your gaining phases like your dieting phases. What I mean by that is you want to make sure that you've got the same or similar consistency when you're in a surplus, when you're in deficit. Because if you take your foot off the gas whenever you're in a calorie surplus, whenever you're gaining, that's literally the time you make progress. So it's not the time you want to back off. Yes, you can have more flexibility here and there, and yes, there's a time and place for that, but for the most part, if every time you're in a good spot to improve, you're not consistent, your progress will reflect that. And in terms of where I think I need to improve this prep, I've not actually went over this with AJ yet, but I'll probably mention it in the check-in. But the main areas I think that can step forward and be better is my front relaxed. So that's basically the main shot, the first shot you present the judges with. And I feel like I need a lot more lat, which is a part of your back, and teres major, which is a part of your back in that shot. My lats look good in like my front lat spread. I don't believe it's a posing issue, but in that front relaxed, I need a lot more of that just to give myself more shape and to make my waist look narrower and just to create a better visual look. And also like my upper body as a whole, despite not doing a ton of overall volume for my legs that past off season there, they're still quite dominant and also running into knee issues actually. So it's quite cool and surprising how they've came up and they've still stayed dominant despite going into those issues, because at one point I couldn't even do a squat or a leg press or any sort of work at all for my legs or for my quads apart from really light leg extensions. So yeah, that's kind of improvements I want to make. And in terms of my split design and my split setup, as for what I'll change in order to do so, I've not went over this thoroughly with AJ, but I don't think I need a ton of changes to my split, and the reason being is it's quite tailored to my needs already, because it is push-pull legs, push back and hamstring. So there you can see I've got like 2 days designated to every muscle in my upper body. You could argue you could hit some things indirectly 3 days. So I'm already training at quite a high frequency for my upper body. I hit my upper body while I'm fresh, meaning at the start of my session instead of at the end of my session when I've got more physical and mental energy. I have at the start of like back and hamstring to start with the actual back portion because that's more important. So the split's pretty tailored to my needs. Obviously, we could look to tailor or to manipulate volume. So put volume up and down if I believe an area is not responding. But to be fair, I also don't need to be too specific. I think this is something that people will do wrong, is they'll try and be too specific when it comes to how their split looks and how their training looks, and try and maybe obsess over having it perfect or tailored to their needs to the T. Whereas when it comes to your training splits, like, unless you're super advanced, you probably need more muscle everywhere. So I wouldn't look to specify too much into your training or to kind of knuckle down and try and bring up just one body part too much for that reason, because most likely everyone needs to improve. So you want to make sure that your split kind of reflects that, if that makes sense. And in terms of the dealing with body fat gain, so that's something that can be prevalent for a lot of individuals during prep, and as well as that, just throughout like dieting phases as a whole, like finishing them and then entering a gaining phase. So what I think helps, and what helps me, it's not something I struggle with a ton, because it's not like when I'm lean, like I walk about in like a tank top and like short shorts, like I'm quite covered up, so, and I don't really train to show off myself, if that makes sense. Although I do post it on social media, but that is that's partly for kind of business related purposes. It's like, strike while the iron's hot. It is going to be good for my business, getting exposure. If people seeing that, I can get into stage condition and that can somewhat walk myself. But yeah, I don't do it to kind of show off or to show my physique, which I think helps. But realizing like the physique will always be there. And what I mean by that is, yes, you might be gaining body fat. Yes, you might not look your absolute best, but realize like, you've still got the muscle underneath. You can just take the body fat off again and the physique's still going to be there. And especially if you're not getting too soft and you're gaining faces, you're only maybe 12 weeks away from looking your absolute best ever. Even better than the last time you dieted if you've built muscle since then. So realize the physique will always be there, and where you make the most progress isn't where you look the best. So what I mean by that is, the physique you perform best at isn't the physique you look best at. And the physique you look best at isn't one that you're going to perform well at. So that basically means, like, when you're lean, when you're shredded, when you've not got a lot of body fat, yes, you might look good, but you're not in the best position to perform and make progress. So realize that and kind of realize this is where you'll improve. This is where you'll make your physique look better. So it's part of the process and it's part of something you need to go through. But what I'd say is, highlight the little wins when you are gaining. So highlight the progressions in the gym. Highlight when you do see, instead of looking at yourself in the mirror and thinking what areas look smaller, what areas look like they've gained body fat, and think, right, what areas look bigger? Where do I look fuller? Where do I look like I've got more size? Have that focus instead and think, right, where am I stronger? Because your strength is going to reflect your muscle mass. Like, if you're progressing your lifts, granted you're doing an appropriate amount of work with good form, meaning you're not changing your form in order to do so, you're going to be building muscle as a byproduct of that. So yeah, that's how I recommend dealing with the body fat gain side of things. And just also, like, wearing clothes you're comfortable with and you feel confident in. I remember, like, the first gaining phase I'd done with AJ, like, I didn't wear that much oversized clothes at the time, and I got to the point where, like, my t-shirts were fitting tight, same with my hoodies in the gym, and I just, you know what I mean, I didn't feel good in myself. Whereas if I, you know what I mean, had clothing that fit a bit looser, or just actually fit well instead of being tight from gaining body weight, I just felt a lot better in myself. So that's something that you can maybe take on board and action with yourself. And as for this prep, I just wanted to say, if you have showed me any form of support in any way, thank you so much. And I really, really appreciate it. The support I've had has been extremely overwhelming and I've greatly appreciated it. So yeah, I can't thank everyone enough. And big thank you to a few folk, girlfriend Bethany. She's been an absolute star of this prep, super supportive. It's a lot to not just go through yourself, but for your partner to go through. And again, they're not getting the reward at the end of it. They're not getting a trophy at the end of it. They just get, obviously, you being happy, you being able to work towards your goals, but they're putting a lot of sacrifice in. So big shout out to Bethany. All my family, especially my dad, he's been an absolute star. Like, he's been extremely supportive, offering to do anything he needs to help, and came to most of my shows and done everything he could to kind of support me and make it as low stress as possible. And obviously my coach AJ and all my friends, all my family. And even if you've just liked a post, even if you've just viewed a post, even if you're just listening to this podcast, I greatly appreciate everyone's support. It means the absolute world. And yeah, that's it for the episode. I think I've covered everything I want to cover. But if you did enjoy the episode, please feel free to leave a rating if you watch on iTunes, or if you're on Spotify, that'd be massively appreciated. And feel free to subscribe as well and share it to your story if you did enjoy it.